But for the Carlton Footy Club, a great chance to bounce back. 4:30 on Saturday afternoon. You'll hear that game live on 11:16 SEN. Tristan Fernanda, Andy Ma, and Terry Wallace calling all of the action. And you will see one of the mainstays of the Carlton forward line since he got to the club 3 years ago, Matty Wright. And he joins us here on SEN Breakfast. Morning, Matty.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, mate, thank you for being with us. Your record obviously speaks for itself in terms of your output since you've got to the footy club. But this is, I'd imagine, it's been a bit of a tough week. Tell us what the week's been like to, I guess, dust off last week and then load up again for this week.
Yeah, obviously coming off a performance you you dish up and you're not overly proud of, you review it pretty heavily. So we reviewed the game and addressed a few areas that we need to obviously improve in. And we didn't really hold back too much. And then we got on with the week and focused our energy towards the Eagles this week. So it's been a really good week on the track, and we obviously need to come out and respond.
Good luck, Matty. Great to have you on this morning. And obviously we talked about, you know, Gibbs is gone, but no Cruz or Murphy, Doherty. You're four, top four in the BNF. It puts a little bit of responsibility on your shoulders all of a sudden, quickly,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
It does. You work your way down the list pretty quickly there, and the reality is that it probably doesn't really change too much of the way I go about my footy. That's the sort of the role that I've been seeing myself play these last couple of years. And yeah, you're right. When you lose a couple of your leaders, they go out, then other players need to step up. And along with myself and a few others, we really need to lead the way for these younger players coming through and set the example.
Well, with injuries creates opportunities. Great to see Sam Rowe back in there.
Yeah, that's just an awesome story. He's one of footy's real good guys. So for him to come in after missing a lot of footy with his knee, and he's been very diligent with his rehab, and he's come back and he's performed well in the VFL, and he gets his opportunity this week, and he's one of the players that you really love running out with.
Matty, Nick Del Santo here. Good luck for this weekend. I'm interested in how you go about it internally about bouncing back. You haven't won a game yet, but is there something that you think you can do as a leader or a senior member of that football club now to actually get a bit of spark back in the footy club Monday to Friday?
Yeah, you're right, and I'm sure you've been through it yourself as players. You have those sort of slumps, and we're 0-4, but you take out last week's game against North Melbourne, and we played some pretty good footy against some good sides earlier in the year. You know, we started really well against Richmond, and it's probably been a quarter or two that's sort of let us down overall. But you're right, we try and bring the energy to training. The senior players have to really provide that spark when things aren't going well, and when you've got blokes like Daisy in the team who's just naturally full of energy, run around, you've got the Kerno boys out there that provide a lot of energy. Everyone else has got to step up and just get back to what we know we're capable of, and if we can compete and do the team things and play the way we want to play, we know we're going to be competitive.
Well, I thought Daisy's impersonation of Bruce McAvaney in the Chin Winks, if you talk about having fun, is anything to go by, that'll get you up and about.
Yeah, spot on. That may or may not have got a gig. So,
that was good.
Yeah, you know, that sort of energy and, you know, nothing sort of changes week to week. You rock up and you try and compete and play our way, and unfortunately we weren't able to do that last week.
Who's the vocal one within the group? With Cruiser, Murphy and obviously Doherty out for the whole year, who's the next person or group of people that come through to show that leadership during a game?
Yeah, you obviously got, you need them in all sort of areas. Cripper and Ed through the midfield are very vocal. Myself and probably Levi up forward, sort of barking the orders out a little bit. And then you got a whole mixture of boys down back that have really stepped up without Doherty there. You obviously got Simpson. And then you got Jonesy, sort of the tall pillars down back that are, you know, directing and trying to organise stuff.
How's Liam Jones going? I mean, pumped up and had a fantastic finish to last season. Hasn't had a great start this year. Where's he currently at, and can he continue to play this really aggressive brand of footy that he's doing?
Yeah, the good thing about Liam is he hasn't changed from the minute I got through the door, where he wasn't playing AFL footy to then playing VFL footy and responding and then coming up. And obviously last year had a fantastic year. This year hasn't obviously gone to plan the way he started. But, yeah, no, he's still the same person. And he's still going to play his brand of football, and we need him to as a team. We just need to work on our defence and get that sorted, and I think that'll help him out.
That's a very good segue to the next question I was going to ask you, Matty. Playing your way, the last couple of years been very defensive, and all of a sudden leaking a few more goals. Is that something you've talked about during the week?
Yeah, it is. We built a real solid foundation on defence the last couple of years, and we were sort of known as a pretty hard team to score against. So we need to get back to those, and obviously adding the attacking brand of footy to our game as well. So it's just finding that balance. Obviously, you need to kick more goals, but we obviously don't want to be allowing as many as we are at the minute.
Matty, thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck tomorrow afternoon against West Coast.